News. I'm Jason Walker. United States seeking to tap more money from Ukraine from frozen Russian assets as finance ministers from the Group of Seven Democracies have opened 2 days of talks in Italy. BBC correspondent David Waddell.
Some $300 million of Russian assets were frozen in the aftermath of Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine in early 2022. The United States has been pushing for those assets to be leveraged to provide resources to help Ukraine bolster its fight back. The European Union has been resistant due to the unpredictable legal ramifications of what that might mean. According to a draft statement seen by Reuters, it seems likely the profits or interest from those assets may be set aside to help Ukraine. The statement went on to say the assets would remain immobilized until Russia pays for the damage it's caused to Ukraine.
It could be another rough time in parts of Oklahoma and Kansas overnight. Forecasters say the threat of a number of tornadoes continues to grow. Meanwhile, a heat wave in South Texas ramping up. Highs earlier today reached near 116 degrees. Also at SRNNews.com, the numbers, well, they just keep falling, and it doesn't look good for the president.
The Real Clear Politics presidential job approval poll for Friday shows that 39.9% of likely U.S. voters approve of President Biden's job performance. 56% disapprove. That's a 16% decline from the most recent polling. Taken between April 19th and May 23rd, the poll finds Mr. Biden's approval declining on issues of the economy, foreign policy, crime, inflation.
That is Bernie Bennett reporting. Britain's defense ministry says a World War II-era Spitfire fighter plane has crashed near an Air Force base in England. Reports indicate the pilot died. This is SRN News. A Salvation Army official calling out the city of San Francisco.
Adam Nathan is chairman of the Iconic Christian Ministries Advisory Board in the city, and he's shocked about a government program that gives alcohol to homeless people who are alcoholics. Nathan tweets, quote, "Providing free drugs to drug addicts doesn't solve their problems. It just stretches them out. Where's the recovery in all this?" The San Francisco alcohol program is costing some $5 million every year. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
National Football League is distancing itself from Kansas City Chiefs kicker Harrison Butker, who condemned abortion during a commencement address at a small school in Kansas last week. Butker also condemned the promotion of the LGBT lifestyle by the Biden administration. This is SRN News. Work continues to restore a legendary French cathedral.
The cross at the apse of Notre-Dame de Paris, which survived the devastating 2019 fire, has been reinstalled atop the cathedral's framework after a meticulous restoration by artistic ironworkers from Normandy. The imposing cross, spanning 12 meters and weighing 1.5 tons, is the only element of the choir roof that resisted the flames. Approximately 250 companies and hundreds of craftsmen, architects, and professionals have contributed to the ongoing restoration project aiming for the cathedral's reopening on December 8, 2024. Keith Peters reporting.
Emergency teams continue searching for victims of that huge landslide in Papua New Guinea. It is feared that dozens of people have been buried. Three bodies have been recovered so far. More details at srnnews.com.